The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The US President Joe Biden has said he dropped out of the presidential campaign because he believes the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. In a televised address from the Oval Office, Mr. Biden said nothing should come in the way of democracy, including personal ambition. He said decisions made now would determine the fate of the United States and the world for years to come.
America's going to have to choose between moving forward or backward, between hope and hate, between unity and division. We have to decide, do we still believe in honesty, decency, respect, freedom, justice, and democracy?
Elsewhere, the presumptive Democratic Party presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, has reportedly received backing from the former President Barack Obama. The NBC News channel said arrangements were being made for Ms. Harris and Mr. Obama to appear on the campaign trail together, but that no date had been set. Ms. Harris and the Republican Party presidential nominee, Donald Trump, have criticized each other's campaign platforms. At a campaign rally in Milwaukee, Ms. Harris asked supporters if they wanted to live in a country of freedom, compassion and rule of law, or a country of chaos, fear and hate. Mr. Trump called his rival the most incompetent and radical left vice president in US history. Israel has said it has retrieved the bodies of five more people taken hostage by Hamas gunmen during the October the 7th attack on southern Israel. Last night, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed both houses of the US Congress, during which he appealed for continued support for Israel. The government has approved long-awaited legislation to overhaul Irish defamation laws. The new bill, due to be published next week, will abolish juries and High Court defamation actions and provide for a defence in the case of live broadcasts where responsible precautions have been taken. Our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.
The government believes abolishing juries and High Court defamation actions will tackle the issue of excessive damages being awarded. Media organisations have long been calling for reform on the issue. The legislation will also include measures to combat what are known as slaps, actions deliberately taken to try to silence or intimidate critics. It's also hoped the legislation will allow claims for damages suffered as a result of unfounded defamation actions to be made. Another measure provides for a defence to defamation for live broadcasts where responsible precautions have been taken before and during the show. And it's planned that the legislation will allow people seeking orders directing digital companies to provide information about anonymous posters to go to the Circuit Court instead of the High Court, substantially reducing costs. The bill will also contain measures allowing retailers to use a defence of qualified privilege in cases where they are accused of defamation after incidents such as asking someone to produce a receipt. It's hoped the bill could be enacted by Christmas if a general election is not called in the meantime.
The Fianna Fáil TD for Galway West, Eamon O'Queeve, has announced he won't be standing in the next general election. Deputy O'Queeve is one of a number of deputies who will not be seeking to serve another term in Dáil Éireann. Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff.
The grandson of former Taoiseach and President Eamon de Valera, the nephew of former TD Vivian de Valera, and the cousin of former Minister Sheila de Valera, Deputy O'Queeve has held a Galway West Dáil seat since 1992. A sometimes outspoken critic of his Fianna Fáil party, Deputy O'Queeve served as Minister for Community, Rural and Gaeltacht Affairs from 2002 to 2010 and Minister for Social Protection from 2010 to 2011. He was also Fianna Fáil's deputy leader from 2011 until 2012. Deputy O'Queeve last night said after deep consideration, he has decided to step down at the next general election. Tánaiste Micheál Martin said Deputy O'Queeve has been one of the most conscientious and dedicated politicians he knows and has been key to forging a new era of support for the Irish language. Fiacra O'Kiona, RTÉ News, Leinster House.
Poor weather conditions and rough seas have delayed the resumption of an air and sea search for a boy off the County Clare coast. The boy, believed to be aged 12, was reported missing in the vicinity of the Cliffs of Moher 2 days ago. The Taoiseach Simon Harris is travelling to the French capital this morning, where he'll attend a series of engagements as part of the 2024 Paris Olympics. The Irish rugby men's sevens team returned to action at the Games today. The team, coached by James Topping, has secured a place in the quarterfinals. The game kicks off at 3:30 this afternoon, with coverage on RT2 television beginning at 3:15. Adrian Eames reports from Paris.
Wins over South Africa and Japan yesterday were enough to see the Irish sevens into the knockout phase. They'll return to the Stade de France today to play New Zealand in their final pool match, safe in the knowledge that they're in the last eight after a hard-earned win over South Africa before completely overpowering Japan by 40-5. This afternoon's game will decide who tops the pool. If Ireland win, they'll play the eighth-placed qualifier. Elsewhere, the boxing draw takes place this evening. Kelly Harrington, a gold medalist in Tokyo, is a third seed in her weight class. European champion Aoife O'Rourke is seeded second in the middleweight division, and in men's boxing, heavyweight Jack Marley is seeded seventh. The draw, which starts at 6 p.m, is viewed as important in terms of a potential route to winning a medal. In all, there are 10 boxers representing Ireland at the Olympic Games in Paris. Adrian Eames, RT News, Paris.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For effective, efficient and balanced warmth throughout your home, choose Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be a little rain, drizzle and mist this morning. It'll gradually brighten up from the west. There'll be sunny spells and scattered showers. Highest temperatures will range from 16 to 21 degrees.